Comment and
we have to
do your market.
We have to sing it every time. Descendants is the Disney movie about the descendants of Disney villains. I'm Junior.
I'm Marcus.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so movie begins and it starts on an iPad.
Yeah, iPad starts.
Yeah, iPad. It's a book, but it's an iPad. So right away, it establishes the fact that this ain't your granddad's Disney movie.
This ain't your granddad's Disney movie.
Right?
This ain't from the 90s.
We're hip. We're cool.
You see this book? Our books aren't books anymore. We read on Kindles.
Yeah, right? And it establishes that very firmly. It's being narrated by the character Mal. And what she tells us is that after Beast married Belle.
Yeah, after Beast marries Belle and the curse is broken, he decides to run for president. That's what happens.
No, so instead of being a prince, he becomes a king, and his first rule as king is to banish all the villains. He has like all the Disney royals come to an island called Aragon. What was it called?
What was
his place called? Aragon?
It's the United States of Aradon.
Aradon, yes, yeah. Thank you, Aradon.
It's the USA.
So basically he says, okay, I can't have any of these villains here, so let's banish them to their own land of the lost, the Isle of the Lost, right?
This movie's about racism.
It's vaguely, like very vaguely.
Let's send all the people, the undesirables, to an island
on their own. Yeah, but then here's the funny thing. So this is never said, because the movie doesn't follow the villains. It follows the children of the villains. Because basically, Beast banishes them, and then Beast's son, Benjamin, or Ben?
Yeah, Ben, yeah.
Ben is like, okay, he's going to become king next in line after Beast, right? And he's like, well, my first order as king is that the children of the villains should be able to live with us in the United States.
In the United States of Arondon.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that's his first rule of order as king, because he's like, they shouldn't pay for the crimes committed by their parents, which is very valid.
That is true. Yeah,
and I really like that. Ben is...
He's thinking forward.
He is, yeah. And it's funny because the first four he decides to bring are our main characters. The daughter of Maleficent, named Mal.
Yes.
The daughter of the Queen of Evil. Evil
Queen?
Evil Queen, sorry. Snow White,
Evil
Queen. Yeah.
EQ.
Evil Queen, who's the best villain of the villains.
Honestly, she might be my favorite character in the whole movie.
She's really funny.
She's so funny.
And also, cool, funny that her and Maleficent's costumes are very accurate to like what their original thing.
Yeah, what the characters were.
Where like, her daughter's name is Evie.
Evie.
Yeah, who I thought was literally the letter E and the letter V until she spelled it at one point. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what is the V for? Evil villainous? And I was like, wouldn't it be EP, Evil Princess? But anyway, then there's Cruella De Vil, who in this is a black lady. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm totally for it. I'm just wondering, is this the same continuity as the regular Disney movies? Because if it is, then what? What happened?
Yeah.
Not that I mind. I don't mind. I think it's cool.
She went and she got tanned. She went to the beach for a very long time.
Also, weird choice. Why Cruella De Vil?
Yeah,
for a villain.
I don't know.
She's not that iconic.
It kind of threw me off personally because like, when they said Cruella De Vil, I was like, the first time when it was Ben talking to his parents, I was like, oh yeah, Cruella De Vil, that's Ariel. That's a little mermaid.
You thought it was Ursula?
I thought it was Ursula.
That would make more sense though, wouldn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm sitting there waiting for like a watery like tentacle lady, and then it was
you're like, oh, it's
Dalmatians.
The dog lady.
It's the dog girl. It's like, oh, that movie that I don't really watch or have any memories of. True.
Bro, no one talks about 101.
No one talks about 101 Dalmatians.
No, man.
That movie's irrelevant.
It really is. And Jafar's kid. Oh, wait. Cruella's kid's name is Carlos.
Carlos.
And he's, like, dangerously afraid of dogs because Cruella has lied to him about what dogs do. Jafar... whose kid is, his name is Jay. A lot of thought was put into these kids' names. And what I think is hilarious, though, real talk. First of all, the other reason why Cruella doesn't fit here, the other ones are magic. I'm pretty sure the Evil Queen is magic, too. Or maybe
she's
not.
She has a magic mirror.
Right? Yeah, magic is related to her. And then...
also, she sends a witch with a poison apple to put someone to sleep.
No, she was the witch. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so then... Oh, yeah. But then... Yeah, what? I don't remember Snow White. Anyway, I don't. I'm sorry. Her costume is the most accurate to her original costume, and so is Maleficent, and, like, they're both magic. And then Jafar in the Aladdin, because they show Jafar's old costume at one point, and it's like, okay, it's, like, close to the Aladdin one. But, like, here he's, like, just nothing.
He literally just looks like a Middle Eastern guy.
With
a,
like,
turban on.
He just has a turban on, and he's kind of...
He just looks poor.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, what happened to Jafar? Jafar, like, this, like, sniveling, like, snakish kind of guy?
Like,
and
devious, strategic, all that.
But and here he's just...
they reduced him to just a random Middle Eastern guy with a turban on.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because Cruella's got black and white on. She's got her fur, like, vest or whatever. Maleficent's got her whole Maleficent crown.
Yep.
And the black and, like, she's wearing her old outfit.
She looks like Maleficent.
But it's, like, a little bit worn.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have the Evil
Queen. Evil
Queen.
Queen. It's
literally
spot
wearing
on.
The Evil Queen outfit.
Spot on outfit.
Like, the whole head wrap.
Yep.
And then you got Jafar, who's got a turban on and some patchy
and, like,
vest.
A vest. Yeah. Yeah. What a dumb costume choice for Jafar.
Really strange.
Like, really odd. And then his kid, like, literally, Jay is just Aladdin.
Yeah.
How did
Aladdin.
That happen?
I don't...
How did that happen? Okay? And like, let's start with characters here. Okay?
Might as well.
We might as well. Okay, so let's end with Mal. Yeah. We're pulling a Stella here.
Yes.
All right, so Evil Queen, we both firmly... Actually, wait, one quick question. So... Later on in the movie, Mal says that relationships aren't really a thing on the Isle of the Lost. How the heck did these villains have kids? Right? Because did they have the kids before they were banished? Or...
Yeah. All right, I'll see you later.
Because, like, okay, they established, okay, the mom of this person, the mom of this person, the mom of this person, and the dad of this one guy. It's like, okay, then who are the... Who's
the other parent?
And, like... I know this is only Descendants 1, and later they tell you who Mal's father is. Should I spoil it?
I don't know. Are we going
to
watch it?
I mean,
eventually?
This is... Yeah, we have to.
Okay, then don't.
But, okay, yeah, sure, I won't say it. But, yeah, and knowing who it is, it's pretty clever. But it's funny, because it's like, yeah, they don't tell you about the other parents.
Yeah.
So, did this happen before or after the banishing? And if it happened after, then what, were they just bored? It's like, well, I guess I should have kids now. like, what?
It's like, well, got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I might as well settle down and just pop out a baby.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Maleficent decided to pop out a baby. anyway. yeah, like, what? Okay, so Evil Queen's daughter is Evie. And Evie's whole character is like, the Evil Queen wants Evie. And this is important. This is plot relevant, okay? Because basically, Ben's like, I want these four villains' kids to come to our place, right?
The USA.
Yes. And, wow. It is USA.
You didn't realize?
I did not.
United States of America.
Hang on. Oh, that's not subtle at all, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, I didn't. I still didn't. And you've been saying it this whole time. I didn't.
Yeah. Wow. The fact that you just got onto that is hilarious.
USA. That's stupid. Why would they do that?
Because
you got all these fictional.
He's the king of the USA. He's the president.
He's the president. You're not wrong. Sorry, it took me that long. It took me, how long has this been? 8 minutes to realize. Anyway, yeah. So, like, because Ben wants these four villains' kids to come to the land, the villains say, "Nah. Here's what you're gonna do. Okay, you're gonna go into the land and you're gonna rob them blind and make it so that villains can come to that land because there's a barrier that prevents the villains from
around
crossing.
The Isle of Lost, yeah.
Yeah, and there's also a bridge that has a remote that didn't end up coming back.
Yeah,
it didn't.
Wow, we said it was gonna.
We thought, okay, yeah, there's a remote that lets them cross between the Isle of the Lost and the USA, but like. And, like, the guy says, this is the remote to open the bridge, and it never gets brought up again. We thought it was, oh, yeah, they're going to use that to bring the villains over. Nope.
Come back or something.
Maybe it happens in the sequels? Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it's foreshadowing. But anyway, so the villains are like, no. Here's what you're going to do. Mal, you're going to steal the fairy godmother's wand to release, like, the barrier so that villains can...
So that we can get over there.
Yeah, more specifically so that Maleficent can get over there, because,
yes.
Like, the other villains just don't.
Yeah, they just chill. It's funny.
Yeah. And then, and you could make the argument it's because of the bridge, but whatever. There's magic in this universe. What? How does anything work? Yeah, so... And then, the Evil Queen tells Evie that she needs to marry a guy?
Yes, so they're all doing a little debrief. So, like, so you guys are going to be transferred. You're going to a school in Arondon. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, right. And the Maleficent's all like, Mal, get that wand, right? And Evil Queen's all like, Evie, I want you to go and find a nice, rich prince. You know, more money, the better. And settle down. You know, I just want you to do well in life. You know, that's what we do over here.
She just wants her daughter to be happy.
Just to be happy, you know?
Yeah,
the only way she knows how.
Yeah, just marry rich. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're right.
She doesn't know how to be happy in any other way. That's the Evie's way.
And Evie's all for it.
Yeah, Evie's all like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, totally, Mom. Thanks.
Thanks.
Right? And then Cruella, what was her thing? Get a puppy so that I can, like, turn it into clothing? I'm pretty sure that's what she wanted Carlos to do, but then Carlos was, like, afraid of dogs.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what Cruella's plan was.
I didn't really pay much attention to Cruella.
I heard her say it, but I was just like, wait, what? And then Carlos started complaining about dogs, and then she said, yeah, dogs are evil. And I was just like, wait, so what's her plan?
It's weird because all of Cruella's stuff is made out of dogs.
Yeah, so why would she teach her kid? Very weird, very odd. What does Jafar say to Jay? Like, nothing.
Oh, just steal stuff.
Steal stuff. Come back with more stuff.
Come back with more stuff.
If you find a lamp, maybe I can be rich and make some wishes.
Exactly.
I guess that's Jafar's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
So it's so strange that Jafar has turned into this petty thief.
Yeah.
He was an advisor.
Mm-hmm.
He was a magic advisor.
For the Sultan, yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Why is he a thief
what
now?
What happened to Jafar?
Jafar's got a story. Like,
No, for real, though.
He probably has, like, one of the most deep, like, backstories, maybe.
Like, who is his girl? Which woman? What did she take from him? What must have happened?
Something happened.
Yeah, and then like, yo, like, Jay's probably not even his kid. Jay's probably Aladdin's kid.
Jay could be Aladdin's kid.
Like, because there's too much. Why is Jay just Aladdin? He's nothing like Jafar.
Yeah,
he's a thug. Like, yeah. he's a muscle. It's so weird. And yeah, that's basically those four main characters. Throughout this movie, Jay kind of just, his whole character is like, I'm number one. I'm the best.
I'm
the greatest.
I'm super strong.
Yeah, and I'm the best. I'm the greatest. And then he's taught the moral of teamwork. Very simple.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Evie is like...
Evie's the whole time she's playing stupid to try to get a boyfriend. Like, a prince. So, like...
But I thought she was dumb.
No. The whole thing was Evie's actually smart. But she's playing stupid to get a Prince Charming.
Oh.
Yeah, that's her whole thing.
Interesting.
Mal says it. She brings it up. It's all like, Evie, you're always playing dumb, but you're actually really smart.
See, but then that's kind of, I mean, yeah, sure, then I guess it's just self-acceptance for, like, who she is. But I will say, it's kind of funny, because I thought she just got smarter from doing everyone else's homework. And I just thought, oh, that's kind of funny.
That'd be hilarious.
That's funny, but it's also development in a way that I really would not have expected. But no, they took the easy way out. She was already smart.
That'd be so fun. Honestly, you could
That
would have
been better.
She could have easily learned from the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, just by cheating, mm-hmm. She memorizes all these
equations.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That could be it.
I thought that was it. Oh, wow. I had a better movie in my head. I had a better development for Evie because I was ready to be like, yo, Evie's the best.
Yeah.
But like, now it's like, I guess. Like, a lot of these characters are kind of one note. Literally, Jay.
They all are.
Yes, even Mal. Mal, as much as they love to give her the spotlight, all her character is we're evil. We're rotten to the core.
Yeah, I'm the bad girl.
I'm bad. I'm different. I'm not like the other girls. And then falls in love and maybe I'm not evil.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm not evil and I just didn't have love in my life.
Yeah, that's all I needed. All I wanted was to be loved.
Was a hug.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, Mal. And then she gets so much screen time. Oh my gosh, she gets a song, she gets the beginning of a song. Mal, right? Real talk though. So why is Mal the only one who's able to use magic? Like, Jafar is magic. Like, he could use magic in Aladdin, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Or at least his scepter was magic in Aladdin. What happened to the scepter?
Probably in the museum.
You're right. And then Evil Queen, she used the magic mirror originally, the big magic mirror.
Big
so
magic
now there's
mirror.
Like a little magic mirror, which, by the way, can do anything. If you ask, it's not just locations.
No, the magic mirror is overpowered. I don't know how she shrunk it down to be pocket sized.
Yeah.
But you don't need a cell phone.
You don't.
Anymore.
You just ask it something. You ask the magic mirror something, and it shows you what it is.
All information is on the magic mirror.
All of it.
Period. If you could ask it. it's there.
Yeah, the magic mirror is pretty insane in this movie. And I love it. Like, I dig it. I like that that's Evie's thing. It's just, I have this thing that gives me all knowledge.
Nah, Evie...
She has a smartphone in her pocket, basically.
Yeah, essentially. Evie has a smartphone in her pocket at all times. Mm-hmm. And she just Googles everything.
Yeah.
And then they confiscate it later.
Yeah. Okay, and then Mal's the only one who can use magic. Jay doesn't. He's just tough. And then Carlos, oh my gosh. He's the most one note.
He's afraid of dogs.
You especially know, but the funniest thing about Carlos is literally, the beginning of the movie, they firmly establish he's afraid of dogs, okay? And like, less than halfway through the movie, he overcomes his fear by just being exposed to a dog once.
Yep.
Okay, that's not how trauma or like, you know, that's not how you change that belief just instantly. But whatever, Disney movie got it, Disney. But the funny thing is, he gets over it. And I said to Marcus, I'm like, well, there goes his one defining character trait. What does he do after that? He gives Mel the spell book.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And he plays sports with Jay.
Yeah, after Carlos is like, his dog problem is solved, he's just regulated to a background character.
He's just a guy. Yeah, and that's the problem with this whole movie. Jay's the same thing. Yeah. Once he learns teamwork, that's it.
He's just a background. He just kept fading further back as the movie went on.
There's literally a scene where the main characters, after speaking to their parents on Zoom, despite the Isle of Lost not having Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
Or somehow they're able to talk on Zoom. Whatever. Jay is just slightly further back than the rest of the main characters in the shot. It's really weird.
We got Mal in the middle, right? Yeah. Behind her is Evie. Behind her, again, is
Carlos.
Carlos, right? And then off to the side, further behind them.
Way back.
Is Jay.
Jay.
And you can tell he's further behind because
half his body's,
the focus is off.
It's just off. Like, it's like, hey, Jay. And I was saying to Marcus, I'm like, Jay, come closer to the camera. Camera's over here, buddy. Come here.
Move to the right a little
bit. You want to move to the right a bit, buddy? It was really weird why they did that. Okay, but did we said everybody, right?
The main characters, yeah.
Yeah. The opening song was like the Evil to the Core song, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was the best one, and it was kind of their motif through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to sell us on that in the sequels, the Evil to the Core thing.
Evil.
Because they're not evil anymore.
E-V-I-L-B-O-I-S. Okay.
Anyway, and there was, like, that graffiti that said, long live evil.
And then it said,
it was a heart, and I thought that was really cool.
Long live evil, and evil, like, is live backwards.
So. Mal loves graffiti, and she graffitis her locker.
Yeah.
And she, like, magics people's hair.
Yeah.
Mal does the most. I understand that she's the main character, and it makes sense. If you're going to have all these villains, why wouldn't Maleficent's kid be the main one? She's the epitome of evil. Makes
sense.
Yeah,
she's the most evil of
makes
the
sense,
characters.
Right? Is Mal going to turn into a dragon in one of the sequels? That's a big question.
The whole look back, I'm telling you, she's going to be evil. She's going to become...
That's your prediction?
The main villain.
You think Mal's going to be evil?
Look, I told you. Okay, Ben is now the new king. Mal is the girlfriend of the king, and she's gonna overthrow him. It's all a ploy.
That's what you think's gonna happen.
All
right.
Descendants 3. No one.
I swear to God, comments. If you tell me what happens in Descendants 3, I'll beat you up. Just let me have this
Yeah. Kenny Ortega directed this movie, and he directed High School Musical 1, 2, and 3. I think 3. But yeah. Anyway. So Rotten to the Core, right as the song started, I thought, man, this is really giving me a lot of Lemonade Mouth vibes, right? Like, just the way it's mixed and the way the voices sound very auto-tuned, kind of.
Yeah.
It's just how Disney is now.
Very produced.
Very, very, very. But it was a really cool way to establish the villains and the protagonists with that song.
Yeah.
I felt, and you saw the neighborhood, too. They show the whole, like, while they're moving around. Really cool.
Yeah, I said when that song was going on, it gave me...
Grinch vibes.
Like, Grinch vibes, like 2000s Grinch movie vibes, or better movie is Halloween Town. Like, it gives me those kind of vibes, you know? Like, it just felt like there's a lot of character in the Isle of the Lost. There's so much more character there than there was in the USA.
Which I strongly believe is intentional.
100%.
Even down to the color saturation. Like,
100%.
It's like very high in USA.
Yeah.
So Maleficent, I just want to add 2 comments. She looks like Rita Repulsa, and she sounds like Rita Repulsa. What's up with Maleficent's voice? I thought that was odd.
Maleficent is very weird.
Yeah.
Make my monsters grow!
And Maleficent's whole goal is, like, I want to control good and evil. I want that wand. Get that wand, okay? Then the kids go to the USA, all right?
They drive on the bridge.
Oh, they drive.
Transferred.
Yeah. Yeah. What? As the kids get transferred over, they're in a limo.
They're in a limo that's filled with candy and whatever.
They
and
love the candy. And then the driver, this was the scene we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where the driver's like, because one of them is like, oh my gosh, did this remote control the bridge when
before that. So they're leaving, right? And they're going to go drive off the bridge, but there's no bridge. So they're freaking out, and Carlos says, it's a trap!
That scene actually made both of us laugh.
It cracked me
just
up.
Just because it's like, yeah, for real, though, wouldn't you think, like, we're going to kill
the
kids. The
whole time they didn't know that there was a magic bridge, so they're just like, oh my gosh.
No, they're straight up going to kill us.
They were just going to kill four kids.
It's like, how do we get rid of the villains? Kill their kids. There won't be any more.
Yeah, if they can't reproduce...
They get into the place, and they're shown their dorms. That we're introduced to Ben and his girlfriend,
Audrey, and the fairy godmother.
Yeah. And basically, it's like, okay, sweet, where's your wand? And it's like, oh, well, we don't talk about that. Go to your dorms, right? We also meet Doug, who's like...
42 Doug, the rapper.
Doug is like... One of the dwarf's kids, yeah, and he looks nothing like a dwarf. He's a perfectly normal human being. He's the same size and height of a normal guy.
Height. He's not a dwarf at all.
He's not a dwarf.
That's his dad.
Sure. Right? Sure. I mean, look what happened to Jafar.
Yeah, true.
He's Jafar? Sure, he is. And then we get to their dorm room, and they're playing a video game that looks like a game from something else.
Oh, no. We get to the girls' dorm room first, and Evie's like, wow, this place is so... And then Mal says... Disgusting, ew, I hate it, because it's all nice and pretty.
It's like pink. Yeah.
Yeah, and Evie's all like, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's like amazingly gross.
And then we go to the boys' dorm, and they're playing that game.
That game that looks like it's from something else. What is it from?
It's a show.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a show. I don't know if it was a Nickelodeon show or a Disney show. I'd have to assume it was Disney. I feel like
they would have just reused it for a different series.
Where the character goes into the game... And, like, he fights. I don't know. I know this is, like, really vague, and there's a couple of, like, Disney shows like that, but...
Yeah, it looks very familiar,
though. We've seen it!
Yeah, both of us were like, wait, what's that from? Yeah, anyway, they're playing that game on, like, the Magic Nintendo Wii. Like, there's these sticks they hold.
It's got, like, these big old, like, blue and orange sticks. Yeah.
Like, it's like relay race sticks, too. And then, basically, it's like, all right, gang, we got here. Let's not waste any time, which I loved. Let's not waste any time. You got to find that magic wand. It's like, all right, cool.
So this is where you find out that the magic mirror is overpowered.
Can do anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, magic mirror, where's the wand? And then they look in the magic mirror, and the wand's right there. It's like, all right, zoom out a bit. Then they see Earth, which also firmly establishes that this is regular Earth.
Yes.
Okay? That's very important. What country are they in? We don't know.
USA.
Is it, like, fictional Earth? All right. But then they zoom in and they realize, oh, it's in a museum. It's like, all right, so all we got to do is go to that museum and get that magic wand, okay? And they go to the museum, and there's a security guard. And and in the middle of the room the security guard is in Maleficent's wheel, where
if you prick it, then you fall asleep.
Yeah, like Sleeping Beauty, right?
Yeah, is it Sleeping Beauty? Yeah.
Yeah, Briar Rose. That's her name, I think. Or Aurora. Briar Rose was the original. Anyway. Yeah, so basically what Mal does is, like, magic spell. Magic spell has to rhyme. Can't you tell? And then and then the guy pricks his finger on it, and then he falls asleep. And Marcus turns to me and says, yo, doesn't a prince have to kiss him for him to wake up again?
He's going to be sleeping forever, bro.
I was dying.
Ben's going to have to come into the museum and be like, oh, again? Witches again.
We should really move this wheel, guys. Why is it with the security guard? Who thought this was a good idea?
Security guard always does it just to get, like, a quick couple of, like, some hours of sleep. It's like, no one's going to steal from us anyways. All the villains are on the island of the Lost.
That's so funny.
Why am I here?
What is my job exactly? Okay, so, and then basically they find the wand. Well, really what happens is they're about to find the wand, and then they find a room full of, like, statues
of the villains.
Yeah, but it's only four of them.
Yeah, it's only their parents, specifically.
Well, there's no other villains, right?
Only one.
So... Basically, they're like, all right, let's go find the wand. And then Mal turns back and she's like, no, I must look at my mother. And then the Maleficent statue transforms into a moving person that sings, and they break into the second song, which was all right. I liked the verses. I didn't care for the chorus. I thought it was too happy.
The chorus was a little weird.
It's like, aren't you villains? Why is this so happy?
But I liked the music
overall.
I like the song, but you're right. The chorus was a little weird. When it got to the chorus, I was like, huh.
Yeah.
But then the third part of the song, I was all like, oh,
so cool. Here's the bridge. She starts flying and everything.
Yeah.
But then it's funny because then I was saying to Marcus, I'm like, yo, now is not the time to be having a musical number. We're sneaking in. We're trespassing right now, okay? We need to get this wand and get out. And here is Mal, the leader of the group, just kind of chilling, staring at a statue. Because what is actually happening? Because
It's so weird.
Because Maleficent, that didn't actually happen. Didn't transform.
No, it didn't happen at
all. So Mal's just staring there.
And it's very funny because the first time Mal starts staring, right? Evie pops her head out. It's like, hey, Mal, yo, come on. You gotta go steal this wand, right? And she's like, don't worry. I'll be there. And then, the whole scene happens. And then it ends. And Evie's all like, hey, Mal, we found the wand.
And I remember even saying to you, it's like, wouldn't it be funny if they came back and just like, thanks for the backup, and they have the wand or something? But yeah.
Hey, Mal, we found the wand. We're just going to go back to the island.
Yeah, I see you're busy staring. We're just going to go.
You're having a moment, clearly.
But basically what happens is they find the wand, and then it's like, hey, we got to figure out how to get the wand. And then Jay's like, I know what to do. And he touches the security system that's clearly visible. And around the wand, and then an alarm goes off. So then they're like, we gotta get out of here. The popo's gonna come. And then basically they're running out of the building. And then Carlos, a phone starts ringing. And then Carlos picks up the phone and says, nah, everything's fine here.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, the password is convenient password that's on the table right now.
Yeah.
That's the password. It's nothing more than a false alarm. And then I was like, why did he answer the phone?
Why not just leave?
And then they're like, yo, Carlos, we gotta go. What are you doing? And he's like, oh, you could say thank you, right? Like, yeah, no problem, guys. Like, no, Carlos, what you, we could have got caught right there.
Yeah.
But nah, they're good.
Also, they don't have cameras in that museum.
Yeah, the magic exists in this universe, man. They got phones and no cameras. How does this work? Okay, so then we get back to the school, and I guess the writers are like, all right, well.
It's like, dang, we failed to get the wand. We gotta make more movie.
Right? And I do commend them for that, for not just being like, the wand's gonna happen. No, not even. The wand heist happens, in the middle of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I like that they did it right away. And then it's like, hey, so then they're in the campus, and it's like, okay, so Jay is on the sports team, and they play this weird, lacrosse meets, shooting stuff at you, frisbee.
It's kind of like Quidditch. You know how these magical movies are all like, we can't just have normal sports. Lawn hockey, none of that. Lawn hockey plus America's Warrior. American Warrior, whatever. Yeah.
It is a weird combination of the two.
But whatever.
And then basically, we both liked this scene where Jay just wrecks everyone on the field, not just his opponents,
but his teammates. Yeah.
And it's so great because after he gets a goal, you think he'd be done.
Nope.
But no, he's like,
Rah! He goes after the goalie too.
And I'm like, yo, I think this is a funny scene. This is great. But this is Jafar's kid?
Yeah, how does this relate to Jafar?
You know, the more I think about it, you know whose kid he really should be? Gaston. That would make a lot more sense, wouldn't it? Because he was a guy who's totally full of himself, all macho and no brains. It's that would make a lot more sense for Jay's kid, but he's Jafar's kid.
Yeah. What? I don't know where any of this energy is coming from.
For real though.
At all.
Jay makes no sense.
There's a point where he's all when the coach is talking to Jay, and he's all like, my dad always says you gotta beat your enemies and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And do all that. And it's like, okay. But
is that all there is between you and your father?
That's it. That's the only callback.
Later on in the Zoom chat, there is zero interaction between Jay and
Jafar.
They
don't talk.
Yeah, and Evie and EQ also don't get much. Evil Queen just says, oh my daughter, right?
Yeah.
And then that's it. But at least there was an interaction. There's literally nothing between Jafar and Jay.
It's just weird.
It's they were just like, well, we need four characters. So in the museum, Marcus actually said something pretty funny. It'd be funny if these items weren't real. Like, they were all replicas. Oh, yeah. Like, it's not the magic wand.
Yeah,
like,
because it's a museum.
You know, if they did that, that would give a lot of credence. Like, it'd be really funny then if they did get the magic wand, but it's just not the magic wand.
It was a replica. It's fake.
Yeah.
That'd be jokes.
It's like, magic mirror, what the heck? You didn't say which one.
Well, you wanted the real magic
wand. Oh, my bad.
Sorry, no, man, no.
Okay, so, Jay is having fun on the football field. Mouse brain paints her locker, and that's when you see Ben and Audrey. Audrey is the daughter of Sleeping Beauty, which, and then later on you see her grandmother, who is also black.
Yeah.
Which then raises another question of, wait, does that mean the Sleeping Beauty family is black? No, I'm not. I'm happy. You know, representation matters. Right? We're black.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny, because then what continuity is this? It's like, Mulan's still Asian. Not that anything's wrong with that. I'm just saying. It's kind of funny. But anyway, yeah, Mouse spray painted a locker at some point. When did that happen? And then Jane, you meet Jane, the fairy godmother's,
daughter, yeah.
And then Mal kind of plays on her insecurities about not being popular, and it's like, I can fix your hair. So then Mal fixes her hair, and then Jane ducks under the camera so you don't see her.
Look over there, look over here, look down there, you got new hair.
Yep, see, we could make spells. So see? She comes up and she has a different hairdo, and I said to Marcus, I'm like, hey, man, they didn't have the budget for a transformation, because that's what I was expecting.
Yep, yeah, but, no, like a whole hair thing. Yep. Like,
remember this, because this is very important.
It is very important.
And then we cut to Evie. And she's in math class, and she has to write an equation, and that's when you find out the magic mirror
is
broken.
Yeah, the magic mirror is broken. Yeah.
You get a math equation in the magic mirror?
It was so weird, because it showed it in the sky. Like,
yeah, well, that's the background. The background was the sky.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. And then Carlos, he's in the woods, because he's running from a dog, and then Ben shows up, and it's like, hey, man, you haven't actually...
No,
seen a dog.
Nah, he's bad at sports. Carlos is bad at sports. Right. So Ben is like, oh, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to make you like run faster.
Right.
And then he's like, here, run with my dog. And he does.
And he runs away from
running.
Me.
Yeah. He keeps going. Like, fast. You want to see some real speed? Yeah. So he starts running. He runs into the woods to get away from the dog and climbs up a tree.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then that's when Ben's like, hey, man, get over it. And then Carlos is like,
sure.
And that's how that.
Give me that now.
Yeah. The end. That's the end of. That's Carlos. That's his story.
That's his whole story arc.
Roll like, credits.
Period.
That's it. And then Evie changes her outfit, and she's the first one to wear a different outfit. And I wrote that down because I thought it was weird. I'm like, are they just going to wear the same outfits for the entire movie?
Look, oh yeah,
we're at hero also, school, but we're not also, dressed like heroes.
Also, in the math, well, it's science class because he asks her how much the silver weigh.
Yeah,
what's the atomic weight of silver? And then the magic mirror is all like, "This is it," and she answers, and then Prince Charming, who's it's Chad?
Chad's Prince Charming's son.
Prince Charming's son, Chad, is all like, "Wow, you're so smart." Here's this note. And the note says, "See me under the bleachers."
Under the bleachers, yeah.
So then that's when she changes clothes.
Right. She changes clothes because she wants to see Chad and impress him. And then it turns out that Chad is playing her.
Yeah. Because
he just wants her to do his homework.
But it also turns out that she's playing Chad.
Yeah, because she just wants to marry Rich.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and then Doug is there too.
Doug is there too.
Next scene. We go to the girls' room and Jane's talking with them. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool that Jane's like chill with them now after the hair change.
Yeah.
And then Lonnie comes in and right away... I was like, okay, Asian girl, name's Lonnie. I'm like, that's Mulan's kid.
Yeah.
And then Marcus is like, huh? And I was like, oh, wait, yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Lonnie. A lot of thought went into these names.
A lot.
Carlos is the only one that, like, Cruella Carlos. It's like, you know, that's different enough. But, like, Jafar, Jay.
Jay.
It's like, Evil Queen.
Evie.
Maleficent, Mal. Literally just shorten their names. Dumb. Anyway, Lonnie, Mulan. Yeah, Mulan's kid. She comes in and it's like, hey, yo. That's how she talks.
I saw that you did that Jane girl hair real nice like, and what? Yo, what's popping? Yo, you did Jane's hair real nice, all right? Looks real steezy is all I'm saying. And I'm just wondering, I got 50 bills right here, dog.
Yeah, that's
50
true.
50 bills.
She offers the money, yeah. All right?
It's... Well, I'm wondering if you will do my hair like you did her hair. And Evie's all like, well, why would you give her 50 bucks? I could just, you know, you want her split entities? And Mulan's like, nah. It's got to be cool, fam. Got to look like hers, dog.
Yeah.
So then Mal's all like, all right, I got you.
So then Mal does her thing where it's like, look this way, look that way, look up way, look down way. And then basically, so she goes off screen. We cut away. We see Mal. And we cut back. And I'm like, dude, her hair's the same. But then they did have the budget.
They found the budget,
they
guys.
They found the budget guys. To change. Oh, that blew my mind. I was laughing. I'm like, Marcus! Marcus, they got the budget!
They found it.
They got the money! I thought that was pretty funny, actually.
That is very funny.
Okay, so is that when they tear their clothing? Mulan's like, oh, yeah, my look is great.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I gotta do, and she tears her skirt.
She rips her skirt a little
bit.
It's
like, now I'm cool. And it's like, I guess that's a reference to Mulan.
And then Jane does it, too.
Then Jane does it. And then she's like, oh, my mom's gonna kill me. Right? And then Jay, we cut back to Jay on the football field, and he's like, yo, coach, you were telling me about teamwork. Now I'm 100% convinced and don't need to be taught anything about teamwork. I know what teamwork is, and you, coach, aren't being a team player. Let Carlos, my friend, come on this field with me.
It's very funny because the coach talks to him about teamwork once, right? And that it has this seed happens. And the coach is, like, putting on players. It's all like, yeah, Chad, you go on before me. Yeah, get out there. Yeah, Ben, you get out there. And then it's all like, oh, okay, Jay, you go on. It's like,
no,
coach, you got to put on Carlos,
put
too.
Put Carlos on.
I'm not playing unless Carlos plays. It's a team sport.
This is the lesson you taught me, bro.
I learned this. I'm a fast learner.
Right? and then basically what happens is, also, we skipped a scene. One thing we skipped was when Mal was at her locker talking to Ben. Okay, so way back at the locker scene, right?
Yeah.
At some point.
So actually,
no, but I feel like this is after, because didn't they need tears to make that work?
They do need tears.
Yo, the time. So, okay. How did that happen?
So
Marcus, fix this.
So what happens is the Mulan thing happens, right? And she changes her hair.
Yeah.
And it's all like, oh, cool. Wow, you changed my hair. Nice. And they're I think they're I think they're talking to Ben, and it's all like, yeah, you guys are all invited to my coronation. And Mal says, oh, do you think we can be up front, you know, close to the wand? And he's all like, no, the only people up front is me, my parents, and my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mal's all like, oh, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Closes the door, and it's all like, I have a plan. I'm going to make him love me.
Yep.
Even though she kind of already, like, the sexual tension between those two is already there.
Which is foreshadowing, though.
Yeah.
Which is pretty clever foreshadowing,
yeah,
actually.
It is very clever foreshadowing. But, so that's her whole plan. It's like, I'm gonna make a love potion.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it in a chocolate chip cookies,
and I'm gonna make him live me.
He's gonna eat it.
So then they go down to the kitchen, and they're making food. And
that's when Lonnie comes in, hey, you guys suck at baking. You gotta put some
chocolate chips in there so there'd be some flavor.
And it's like, your mom never made you chocolate chips.
Yeah, Mal's like, yeah, we never did that with our parents. They didn't really love us like that. It was kind of like tough love all the time. And Lonnie's all like, that's so sad.
Yeah, Lonnie sheds a tear, and it's like, oh, that's the ingredient.
Like, I needed this.
Yep, that was the ingredient, the secret ingredient
and
to a love spell.
Into the
and puts it in the cookies. Okay.
So, yeah,
so now, at some point, she gives it to what's his face. Anyway, to Ben. So now we're back to the game. And basically, what happens is Jay and Carlos win.
The game is just like every Disney movie. The game is tied. There's 45 seconds left on the clock.
Uh-huh.
They make a play. Then they make another play because, you know, fouls or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know the rules of this game. They make another play, and Jay is going down, and he passes it to Ben, and then Ben passes it to, like, Carlos.
Yeah.
And then passes it to Jay, and then Jay throws it at Carlos, and Carlos bounces it off his shield. They have shields in this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bounces off his shield, and then me and Junior thought, oh, they're going to do, like, an Avengers?
Or, like, what do you call it? Wonder Woman.
Like a Wonder Woman where he throws him up? Nah. Carlos kind of just ducks, and Jay jumps over him, and then throws it in. The end.
They win, and then this was when Marcus and I were like, "All right, cool. Like, yeah, awesome. This is great." And then Ben gets on stage, and he's like, "I have a confession to make." And it's like, "Give me an M. Give me an A. Give me an L. What does that spell?" It's like, Mal. Now remember, Ben is dating Audrey at this point.
Has not broken up with her yet,
and he's under a love spell. So then it's like, all right, Mal, I love you. And then we cut to Audrey walking away, which is important. Remember this.
Mm.
And then, because she's mad, it's like, oh, why does he love that girl now? Like, what's going on? And then, Ben breaks into song.
Yeah.
And it was right then and there, I was just like, yo, Marcus, this this movie's music videos come out of nowhere.
Yeah, the music cues are
so weird. Like, there are points where you'd think a song would come up, like when they're talking about their parents and the cooking and stuff like that, you'd think, but no, right? And then here at a football game, basically, we break into the song that doesn't need to happen.
At all.
And, like, the whole football team has their whole choreography.
They all know the choreography to this dance that is a love song to Mal, who then just started at the school.
And then what's funny is Marcus is like, yo, how do they know the choreography? And I was just like, bro, this is the choreography they do when they beat the teams. When they beat the schools, this is the choreography.
Yep.
Just twist the knife, man. And it's just really funny that, like, this song, and it's well choreographed, too, this song.
Yeah, it is.
The third one, the football one. It's not bad, and then Ben asks her to go to the coronation with him.
Hold up, wait.
What?
You gotta tell him about the lead up to that. So the song's going on, and part of the choreography is that Ben stage dives into the bleachers.
Yeah, it's
and
pretty
then
awesome.
He gets carried over,
carried
like,
over to Mal.
Over to Mal.
Yeah,
it's like, Mal, I love you. What will you? Like, what do you got to say?
It's actually pretty amazing.
Will you be my girlfriend? And then Audrey shows up.
Audrey shows up with Chad, and she's like, I'm dating him now. And I said to Marcus, like, that's so great. Like, oh my gosh, not only does that show the kind of character she is, it's not that, oh, I'm mad, I gotta fix my relationship. It's like, no, I gotta make him jealous now.
Yep.
Like, gotta make him feel, I have to make him know that he didn't hurt me.
I'm not hurt. You're
I'm not
hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
You idiot.
That was pretty funny. So then, yeah, Mal gets to the coronation. Yeah, we, like, go straight to the coronation after that. And she's dressed pretty... Mal gets to the coordination, dresses the same, but before they go on a date!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Okay,
they
so...
They go on a date to the
They go on a date, and Ben and Mal... This was when we were just like, yo, I don't care about Mal.
At all. We had this double epiphany where we realized Mal is our least favorite character
in
this whole
entire
movie.
Yeah, and it's not because she's bad, it's just most of these characters... Yeah, sure, they're one note, but their story gets solved really early.
Yes.
Mal's just drags.
Yep.
It's like she needs to learn to be good, and that evil, you don't have to be your parents, kid, right? And then she goes on a date with Ben, and then Ben is like, yo, check this out. I have underwear that has my
crowns
dad's
on it.
It's not even crowns. It's like
it's
his dad's emblem.
Logo.
Like, yeah. Are there crowns on your underwear? Maybe. That's an actual lie.
How do you not know?
And then he jumps. He jumps into
Don't forget, he does a roar.
He roars.
He's Beast Kid.
Ben roars, and he's like, roar, and then he jumps into the lake. This is the worst of the songs. Not so much because of the song, but because the song's footage consists of earlier footage in the movie.
Yeah, it's so jarring.
Yeah.
It's so jarring.
And the whole time the song is going on, Ben is just in the
lake. Yeah, drowning inside the lake.
He's stuck in the water and he hasn't come out.
He's just deep down in there.
And the song goes on, and it's just like, why are you showing us footage from the movie that already happened?
Yeah,
like,
we've seen this.
We saw this.
We've
and then it was
just seen this.
Marcus and I were like, yo, wouldn't it? They showed like footage of them on the bridge.
On the bridge,
the scene.
Just before the scene, yeah.
Marcus and I was just like, yo, wouldn't it be funny if they showed a scene of Ben just about to
jump into the water?
Like, literally, we ran out of footage.
That'd be so good.
We ran out of footage for this.
That'd be so good.
It was such a weird point in the movie. It's
very weird.
We said once that in every musical, there's always a song that gets skipped. Please, in the comments, let us know which song gets skipped in this movie.
Yeah, which one is it?
Because I think it's the coronation song.
Yeah,
I would probably skip this one.
Yeah, I feel like I'd skip this one, but at the same time, that one at the start of the coronation, it's definitely skippable.
We didn't need it.
It's definitely skippable. But
also, this is song four. But yeah,
this is song four. Ben's in the water, Mal finishes singing, and is waiting for Ben to come back up from the water, because, I mean, she just did a whole song.
A whole song, a four-minute song, and Ben's in the water
he's
still.
He's just been there, and she's just like, Ben?
Ben?
Ben, where are you?
Ben. And then she jumps into the water.
Mind you, she can't swim. We find out that after.
You know what just hit me?
What?
Okay, like, jumping ahead a bit, we later find out that that's an enchanted lake, right?
Yes.
What if the reason why she's not evil anymore is
because
she went into
the
enchanted lake? Yeah.
Yo!
Dude, I don't know why. It just hit me. It's like, yeah, she did go in.
What? Yo, what if that was Ben's whole plan?
To trick her into going into
the
lake.
Enchanted lake.
And that's why he took her there.
Because he knew that he was under spell.
Yeah.
So he...
No, he didn't know until he went in. But the thing is, he knew that that was an enchanted lake. He knew that. And then he jumped in and he planned where they would go on a date. Yo, Ben was up to something, though.
Ben's been up to something.
Yeah.
From the start of this movie.
It's like, yo, I know how to fix this girl.
Maybe Ben's actually... Hold up. Rewriting
prediction?
My prediction for Descendants 3. Ben's actually the villain, all right? And he wants to get the villains over into the USA so he could take over the USA.
He's like, yo, this place is so boring.
Exactly.
And that's why he wanted to date a villain.
Oh.
Yo, okay. Ben theory.
Don't. I swear, if you guys spoil this movie for me, fight.
And I swear, if this is not how 3 goes,
oh, I'm
going to be
angry. I'm not watching it.
Okay, so then we cut back to the school, and it's like, hey, it's family day. I know the coronation plot is happening, but also it's family day. We need a reason for you to see your parents again.
Yeah.
So somehow we rigged this Wi-Fi thing, and your parents are going to use a laptop, despite the fact that it was said. I don't know if it was just a joke, but in the intro, it's like, there's no Wi-Fi here. And it's like, okay, your parents are going to be able to talk to you now. And then boom.
Yep.
And so they talk to the parents. It's like, hey, yo, when are you going to get that wand? It's like, yeah.
They don't say
and
that.
That's it. They don't say it, but that's what it's for.
But yes.
Yeah, and then that's it. And then we cut to, now we're at the coronation.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on.
Well, it's the start of the coronation.
Oh, but before that, I think there's a scene where, like, they're in their room, and, like, no one wants to be evil anymore. It's like, hey, we're gonna steal the wand at the coronation, guys. It's like, all right. And it's like, okay, but I kind of like being good.
Yes.
And we thought Jay was gonna get a solo.
Yeah, because everybody starts getting up, and there's, like, this music playing.
And no one's saying anything, so it's like, oh, here comes the song.
Jay gets up, and he's got, like a book in his hand or something, and then...
And Marcus is like, is Jay going to get a solo? I'm like, dude, I was just thinking, there's no way they're giving Jay a solo. Then nothing happens.
Yeah, all of them are in their room separately, like, alone. Well, except for Carlos, he's got his dog.
Yeah, and they're
Carlos
all...
Carlos got a dog in this movie, man.
Yeah,
lucky guy.
It's his whole story.
But yeah, and then Mal's making a anti-love potion, so Ben will fall out of love with her.
Because she's like, it'd be too cruel.
It'd be too mean to make him fall in love with me after tearing
destroying his whole place.
His whole state.
Yeah.
The whole country.
And it's like, all right, and then it's like, yeah, but we're still rotten to the core, right, gang? It's like, yeah,
sure,
I guess. Right, so then we get to the coronation. We have that coronation song, and we're going to skip it because it's just an old song made new.
Yeah.
And it's the weirdest one. I don't know. It just feels like, why are they singing?
Be our guests, but done in a rap.
Yeah, but why? I feel like Ben did that. Ben's the one who was like, we need to do this.
Yes, no.
Yeah, so then we're at the coronation, and the evil gang is there, and it's being televised with, like, Snow White is the hostess on TV. No. Like, this is... Or, sorry, no,
you're
this isn't the coronation.
You're
this is Family Day. This
is
literally...
Family Day.
Yeah, it's just Family Day. You're right.
Yeah, and
so,
they're out, like, it's Be Our Guest, and then they're just out having, like, a garden dinner party.
Yeah, and they have racism. Racism happens there.
Yeah.
It's like, Sleeping Beauty.
This is
Beauty,
the scene with racism.
This is the scene. It's like they forgot that was a plot. So it's like Snow White, Sleeping Beauty's grandmother, not Sleeping Beauty. I thought that was the weirdest thing. Because Sleeping Beauty's grandma is like, hey, who are you?
You look really familiar.
Yeah, you look
who
familiar. And then Mal's like, oh, well, I'm not from here.
You're
like,
so...
Yeah. And it's like, oh, who's your parents? And then it's like...
Then Aurora comes over, or
Audrey
comes over, and
yeah.
like, oh, you should stay away from her grandma.
And then
bad news.
And then the grandma realizes, oh my gosh, you're Maleficent's daughter. It's like, how could... What? What are you doing here? Get out of here, you wicked thing, right? And then Ben has to come to the defense. But before we get to that, I just want to point out how the grandmother says something along the lines of, you know, generations, like, your Maleficent has cursed me and my daughter, and how could you, Ben? How could you allow this person to be here? And it's like, wait. So then that implies that Maleficent has not only been for, like, which is believable. She's immortal, I guess.
I think so.
But she cursed the Sleeping Beauty family, like, repeatedly?
Over
like,
and over.
Like, really?
You know, I can actually understand
they
banished these people.
Why they hate them.
Like,
yeah, that's really funny though that it's like, oh, poor grandma.
I feel like Maleficent might have ruined it for all the other villains.
Yep.
Like
they may not be that bad.
They're definitely like,
I mean, truth be told, Jafar just says to steal stuff.
He's just a thief.
Yeah. And Cruella's kind of like, I just want a dog. Cruella's is pretty bad because she wants to kill animals.
She wants to kill animals.
And then Evil Queen's like, just marry. Just get married.
There's Evil Queen's nothing wrong with her.
Just get married, please.
I guess adultery. She might be out here trying to, like...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Steal someone's man. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
But otherwise...
None of them are as evil as, like, Maleficent.
No, I mean, nobody goes to jail in real life for adultery.
Yeah, for real, though.
Like, that's not a
case, usually. Yeah. But yeah, that is kind of funny. They're relatively petty crimes. Adultery is a serious one, but, like, you know what we mean.
Where,
like, Maleficent wants to murder and take over and
exactly.
just ruin people's lives. It's like, Jafar's like, just steal some stuff, bro. We're poor, okay? I kind of need the money.
Trying to make some money over here.
I kind of need the money. It's really funny. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's where they experience racism for being the kids of their parents. And then it's like, you know what? I do want to destroy this place.
These guys suck.
Yeah.
Doug!
Chad sees Doug trying to talk to Evie, and then it's like, Doug!
It's like, no, but Evie, I just...
Doug!
I'm sorry, Evie, I can't talk.
Doug! And we were both like, yeah. Just the way Chad says it. Doug!
Doug!
Doug! Okay, so then they go back, and then,
they decide to be evil and like,
yeah, and then like
take this wand.
Then we get to the coronation,
mm-hmm.
and then that's being televised.
Yes, that's on TV,
and the evil people can see it on their TV. How? Mm-hmm. Who cares? So then, basically, at the coronation, everyone's all dressed up and stuff, including the villains, and except like Jay, who's still in leather. It's really weird.
Yes,
he's the least dressed of all of them.
Always wearing leather.
Everyone's
Jay.
Wearing a suit and tie. It was like leather Jay, whatever. So then, basically. They get to the coronation, and the wand is there, and the evil gang is like the villains, they're like, oh, yes, they're gonna steal the wand, it's gonna be great. And then, basically, Ben's up there, and it's like, do you swear to be the king of kings? And
oh, hold up.
What?
So they're coming into the coronation, and
oh, I forgot, yeah. I have the note right here!
Yeah, they're in the chariot.
You're right. It's Mal and Ben, because... Mal was successful in making Ben love her, and Ben said, hey, this is my girlfriend at the family day thing, and the parents weren't completely approved, but they're like, you know what, Ben's following his heart, that's fine, and then they're in the chariot.
Yeah, they're in the chariot being pulled into the coronation, right? And Mal's all like, it's the anti-love potion,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, yeah, just eat that later, and Ben's like, oh, yeah, cool, sweet.
Yeah, he's like, I can't wait, and then he eats it.
Yeah,
and then Mal's like, oh no, he's
gonna. Do you feel any less in love with me? He's all like, oh no, I'm still in love with you. You know, the anti love potion will kick in later.
Yeah,
and then Mal's like, oh good,
what? And that was probably one of the better. That's one of the better scenes in this movie. Like, the movie's not bad, but like,
no, it's
we'll,
not.
We'll
bad.
Talk about that at the end. But like, yeah, that scene. Was perfect.
Yeah.
Of just like, yeah, the and then the reveal of why. It's like the Enchanted Lake. When he jumped into it, it got rid of
all the potions.
Yeah, but it's like he already kind of liked her.
Yeah.
So
no,
it makes sense.
They were already like there was definitely some sexual tension, as I said, between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. They had chemistry.
Yeah. And then Then he pulls the prank on her.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, I wasn't actually under a spell. I actually just like you. And it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then they get in, everyone's dressed, blah, blah, blah. Villains are like, hey, wand, look, it's there. And then bibbidi-bobbidi, godmother hobbity, she's like, hey, all right, you're going to be king. I knight thee with my wand, because they need the wand to knight him as the king, which is not... Yeah,
coronate him.
Yeah, coronate him. So then basically... right as she, like, is about to do it, a hand grabs the wand, and the villains are like, yes!
Yeah, the whole time Maleficent is watching, and she's all like, grab it! Somebody grab it!
Just grab the wand already! And then the hand, like, flails the wand around, and then, in the coronation, the reason this is happening, sorry, at the coronation, Mal undid, Jane's hair. I really wish they did more with Jane. Jane is the godmother.
At the dinner party.
Yeah, remember that. Yeah. That's very important. Why? Because now we're at the coronation.
Yeah, we're at the coronation.
And it turns out, the hand that grabs it starts flailing the wand around, and it undoes the barrier around the Isle of the Lost with the villains.
An errant shot. A random shot from the wand goes.
Yep. out the window.
And it happens to land directly and hit the barrier on the Isle of Oz.
That was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And at first it's like, oh, that makes sense because Mal wants to release the villains. But then you discover it wasn't Mal. And both of us, we both saw that like, oh, something, like, we both thought that's not Mal because they're not showing her face. Mal. Yeah, but I'm like, who else would do that? But then it's Jane. And the reason Jane did it is because she's like, if you won't make me beautiful, like, I'll make me beautiful.
I'll do it myself. Because at the when they're in the washroom and Mal's trying to influence Jane to get the wand or whatever, she says, oh, your mom's out here using the wand on Cinderella, just making Cinderella beautiful and all that, but she can't use anything on you?
On her own daughter.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So then she steals it and yeah.
Yeah. And then basically we're at the climax. Villains are set free, and then only Maleficent makes it there.
The barrier is broken, but the bridge isn't fixed.
Yeah.
So Maleficent kind of turns into gas.
Yep.
And flies over. It's green gas. It's green gas, bro.
Ecto cooler.
So she flies over, and she's all like, what's poppin', everybody?
No, hold up. Before she gets there, because it takes a little while.
Oh, yeah.
But what I love is that Mal gets the wand, and it's like, you know what? We don't have to be evil, guys. We're all good. You know, my mom said that we're evil, but we're not evil. Your mom said you're evil, but you're not evil. We can be good. We can choose to be good, guys. And she goes on and on and on and on. And she's holding the wand and just goes on and on and on about how she doesn't have to be evil because her parents were evil. And then she's like, we're all good. And she puts her fist in. And then Jay's like, I'm with you, team. And then he puts his fist in. And then Evie's like, me too. Yeah. And then she puts her fist in, and then Carlos is like, just to be clear, our parents are going to be really mad at us after this. We don't care about that, though, right? And it's like, nah. It's like, okay, cool. Just making sure. And then he puts his fist in. And then it's like, come on, Ben. And then we were like, Ben's probably like, I'm already good. I'm the only reason you're here.
But all right.
All right. Maleficent's here, too. And then,
Maleficent
shows up. And it's like, yeah, you know, I don't know. It's like this whole scene is padding so that Maleficent can come. Why did it take Maleficent so long? But also, the fairy godmother, everyone's frozen. Oh, Maleficent gets there. Maleficent gets there. And then it's like, hey, I'm evil. What's good? Thank you, daughter, for releasing me. It's like, no, mom, don't be evil. It's like, what you talking about? Boom. And then she makes everyone frozen in the middle of whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
And then, she talks to the kids and it's like, hey, yo. Yeah, thanks. We're going to destroy this place. And then evil Mal. Mal's like, no, we're good now.
Yeah, we're good now.
And
then she's like,
you're kidding, right? And it's like, no, we're not. And then Maleficent's like, oh, yeah? And then she turns into a dragon, which I did not expect.
Yeah, no, it was really funny. It was really funny because me and Junior are all like, yeah, Maleficent turns into a dragon, like whatever, like throughout the whole movie. The whole movie, we're like,
yeah. We mentioned it a couple times. Yeah, she can turn into a dragon, but we never thought.
We did not see her turning into a dragon.
Yeah, she turns into a dragon. And it was like, wait, what? Okay.
I won't say it's like the best CG looking dragon in the world.
Yeah.
But
the fact that she turned into a dragon, they're like, hey, we have Maleficent, we're using Maleficent.
Exactly. Nah, that's where the budget went.
Exactly, all that dragon. So then basically, here's the weird thing. So Maleficent turns into a dragon to intimidate them? She doesn't eat anybody or kill anybody. She just freezes the room and then chases the kids a bit. And then, like, chases them down the hall. Then Mal's like, stop chasing my friends. It's me you want to fight. And then Mal casts a spell on her mother to turn her into a newt.
Yeah.
That's all that happens.
Yeah, so, like, they stare each other down because I guess that's like, magic versus magic in this world.
They stare each other down, and it cuts back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth between their eyes.
Yo, do you remember they did that at the start of the movie?
You're right, they did.
Yeah, and it was annoying. I hated it. It frustrated me.
But it was so that we would recognize that at the end.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, at the beginning, I was just like, why are they doing this?
When it happened at the beginning, I was all like, why is this happening for so long?
Yeah.
I hate this. And then they did it at the end, and I was like, I get it.
Oh, that's why they
still
did it.
Still hate it.
Still doesn't make it better.
Don't like it at all.
Doesn't make it good directing.
But, stairs, it's like a stare down. It's like a magic stare down. After Mal says her thing, and then Mal wins because love is stronger
than
evil.
Yeah.
And then Maleficent turns into like a newt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they put her in a little glass cage, and it's like, is my mom gonna be like that forever? And they're like, I don't know.
Did they put her in a glass glass cage?
They put her in a little glass thing. They put a glass thing over her.
They did. The wand was in.
Yeah.
I did not notice that. I thought she just crawled away.
Oh,
it just
wow.
dipped. It's all like, bye, funny. See you in Descendants 2.
See you in the sequel. And then what's funny is we cut back to the villains, and they're still like, it's like, oh, sweet, the barrier's gone. And that's it, right? Because I guess, you know, lead into the sequel.
Descendants 2.
So then basically, the funny thing about the frozen scene is that everyone pretends to be frozen.
Yeah.
And it's really bad.
It's not like, you know how in some movies, like, they freeze the scene, like, behind the characters, so then all the characters, like, everybody else is frozen, but the characters in the scene aren't.
Aren't.
Nah, in this movie, they just said, all right, actors, stop moving.
Yeah, it's like, they're still breathing, they're still kind of shaking a bit. When people touch them, they move a little bit, like in real life is what would happen if you tried to freeze. It looks so weird.
It is very strange.
So after they beat Maleficent, it's like, all right, movie's over, time for the last song. There were only six, which isn't bad.
Nope.
But like, that is interesting, there's only six. And everyone was talking about how this music's fire. Real talk, the opening song is pretty dope. Rest of them, Disney song, right? It's not that it's bad. It's just, this is run-of-the-mill.
Not bad. It is
pretty
regular.
Typical Disney stuff. Not bad. It's, yeah. And then the final song, also not bad.
Yeah.
There's a girl in a wheelchair, though, that keeps showing up.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Is she like, a significant...
Is she important?
Like, Disney daughter?
That we're just not aware of. Yeah.
Like, it was very, I don't know.
They brought her like twice too. She's
several times she appeared in the like as a background character.
So it's like she's gonna come back. She has to.
Yeah.
But anyway, basically, right? Unless she's someone's daughter, like the director's daughter.
Could be.
Then it's like,
she just wants
I wanna buy
movie.
I wanna put my daughter in the movie.
Yeah.
So then basically movie's over and Ben and Mal are at the top of the castle thing,
standing
and
on the balcony,
and then they're gonna kiss, but then they don't, and then they're gonna kiss, and then they don't, and then they're gonna kiss, and then they don't. So then, basically, everything's done. The movie is done. And I said to Marcus earlier, it's like, how are they gonna lead into a sequel? Like, how's this movie gonna end that leads into a sequel? And then Mal, who is the narrator, remembers.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, did you think this is where the movie ends? And then she turns to the camera, and her eyes go green, and then the book closes, and I was like,
the book iPad.
Yeah, the book iPad closes, and I'm like, that is the ending.
There's nothing else now.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, that's how you do a sequel? That's stupid. That's kind of lazy. They didn't have to do that. They could have just,
you know, as I said to Junior, how they should have ended is Mal turns, and then you know how at the end of Thriller it goes, yeah, that'd be great.
Yep.
One of the best endings ever.
See, because the thing is, they don't have to tell you there's going to be a sequel. The reason being is it opens itself to a sequel because the villain's barrier is done now.
Yeah, there's no barrier.
The sequel could easily be, bad guys planning to break in anyway.
Yeah.
And what's cool is that it's not Mal's fault, it's Jane. So they wouldn't be like hopefully the sequel they don't do this, but they're not going to be like, it's all your fault, kids. You're the reason why this.
We shouldn't have brought new villains over here.
It's all your fault. But yeah, anyway, that's the movie, and overall, not a bad movie.
No.
I'll say this, because Marcus and I hadn't watched this movie until
today.
I will say this, there's a huge fan base for this, including my cousins. Like, a lot of people really like this series. Watching just the first one, like, by itself, it's a cool concept that I kind of wish they did more with.
Yeah.
Because the only kids we see are, like, the villains and, like, a couple heroes.
I can understand why this movie got sequels, because it would, like, it just has so many different threads that you can go down.
Oh, there's a lot you
can
do with it. Yeah, the concept. There's a lot you can do with the concept.
Yeah.
But beyond that, by itself, it's an all right movie. It feels like just another Disney movie. The only thing that's carrying it more is the fact that it's recognizable characters from the past.
Yeah.
But beyond that, there's really not much else to this, right?
No.
Like, there's no, there's really not, it's not like this big eye opening. I'm expecting like some epic, I don't know, just all this epic crossovers of all these characters. But in this one, it's a very simple plot, which honestly, since they knew they were getting sequels, maybe this is the best way to go about it.
Probably.
Keep it simple for the first movie. But why the dwarf? Like,
Doug?
Why Doug as a character? Why Chad as a character?
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%. Doug, Chad.
And
Audrey.
It's just like, okay, they're people's kids.
Mulan.
The end.
Mulan.
Lonnie.
Was one of the most useless characters.
It's just like, we need a cultural character. So she's the diversity hire.
She's the diversity hire.
Yeah.
I mean,
even though we
have
Jay
Carlos.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's not a bad movie. It's not bad. It's just very one-dimensional, the characters.
Yeah, it's extremely one-dimensional.
The plot is also Yo, this story's kind of weird, because when you think about it, all it is... Okay, villains are going to be let into the hero's place. Villains want the villain's kids to, like, hey, be evil, do evil. The villains go in, and then they learn how to be good, and they decide not to, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
That's it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's really it. That's really the whole movie.
No, that's the movie, Junior. You described the movie.
That's the movie. Yeah, it's like, it's very simple, the plot.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it's like, we got to get this wand. They try, they fail. Okay, right, let's chill.
Yeah,
for a bit. I'm going to join the sports team.
Junior, they fail, and that's when the movie starts.
That's when the movie starts, after they fail.
They fail, and it's like, well, guess we're going to have to do more movie.
I guess we're good now.
It's like, dang. We failed at being bad. Guess we're good now.
We better not try again. Our parents are going to be disappointed. Let's just fail all the way. We're good, guys. But yeah. I am curious to see what they'll do with the sequel.
Yeah, me
too. I hope they crank it up, though, man. Just go all out, man. Make it battles. Just make it like all the Isle of Lost. We're going to fight. And then, like, the good guys have to create their own army. Just go crazy, man. Or is that Descendants 3? Like, yo, why should that be Descendants 3?
That'd be dope. I would love if there was, like,
there's
big
a war. Yeah, just
like,
go all
Isle
out, man.
The Lost decide to, like, group together and then attack our Aerodon.
Just go all out. If that's what you're going to do, go all out. Make the second movie, then preparing for it or something.
Yeah.
Just go all out, please.
I would love to see that movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It might not be like that. Who knows?
Don't spoil it in the comments. Don't. All right. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody get up.
It's time to jam now.
Welcome to the Space Jam. It's your chance to dance in the Space Jam.
All right.
Everybody say no.
Hey, you, what you gonna do?
Hey, you, what you gonna do?
DJ.
Yeah. See, no, those are the kind of songs I wanted in Descendants. all right, we're good, stop it.
Do we not have an outro?
I edit that in.
Okay.